morning. This is a phase one convocation hearing for Mr. Joaquin Villarreal in C number 190854. This is a hearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are esteemed Board Chairman Dr. C.T. Wright, Governor Mr. Gil Rittenhouse, and Governor Mr. David Neal. My name is Luigi Nunez, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application question. Mr. Villarreal is 40 years old, currently serving a 7-year prison sentence for possession or use of a dangerous drug with one prior felony conviction, that is to say, theft by means of transportation. This charge in class for felony. He was approximately 45 years old at the time of the innocent offense. He pled guilty and was sentenced on May 25th, 2016. He appealed his case and relief was denied on March 8th, 2017. He is asking for a 2.5-year reduction of his prison sentence. He has a community service begin date of November 24, 2021. Should convocation be granted, his new CSBD will be effective October 2nd, 2019. Should be noted that he has a criminal history, which includes other arrests for aggravated assault, dangerous drugs, contempt of court, failure to appear, and drug paraphernalia. There will be a short summary of the offense in question. On September 5th, 2014, police ran a record check of a vehicle parked at a QT convenience store registered to Mr. Villarreal after they observed him standing next to the vehicle while appearing to be impaired. He was exhibiting behaviors consistent with drug use. The record check indicated his driver's license was suspended. After Mr. Villarreal entered his vehicle and drove off, the officers conducted a traffic stop. Upon making contact with the defendant, police observed several cues of impairment, including droopy eyelids, foggy sweating, and rapid speech. Officers asked him if they could search his person, and he consented. During the search, they located a bag containing a quantity of methamphetamine at the right front pocket of his pants. He was taken into custody at that time. The purpose of Mr. Villarreal's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he has mental health challenges, that he was not of sound mind when he entered his plea agreement, and that, according to excerpts, the court was hesitant to sentence him near the maximum aggravated prison term. He states that he was using methamphetamine to self-medicate, and he is now working hard on his sobriety. He's had moderate programming inside the Arizona Department of Corrections. He has had limited discipline on his last major ticket. He was recent on August 10, 2016, for refusal to UA. He has one letter of support in his request for a commutation packet. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Villarreal's 7-year prison term was excessive, he received less than the aggravated maximum of 7.5 years, with a minimum of 3 years and a maximum of 6 years, considering that he had a prior felony conviction for theft by means of transportation, that his instant offense was upheld in the Court of Appeals. I do not find this prison term excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Yes, Your Honor, Ms. Gilbert.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. The plea agreement said one prior felony, however, he actually had 5 prior felony convictions, so he was granted considerable leniency at that point. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for that addition, and I think that's pertinent. Any further input from my colleagues? Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Joaquin Villarreal, C number 190854, my motion is not to pass the phase two, and that's my motion.
Second.
Second by Alderman Shamil, okay?
Yes.
And, this will conclude our hearing, and I want to thank my colleagues.